Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Everything that I have is from the Holy Spirit. My furniture, my car, my home, even my view that overlooks the rolling hills, that's from the Holy Spirit. He told me to get up in the morning and go to this place. Yes, Lord. He led me to this place, to this residence. Even the car that I drive, the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, go to the dealership today. I said, but Lord, I wanted to chill. This is a Saturday morning. He said, go. I got dressed. General Andrew looked at me and said, where are you going? I said, we're going to the dealership. Didn't know why. Wasn't even really thinking about a car because our car was kind of okay at that time. Got there, favor of God, supernatural. I'm telling you, even when we were going to walk away, I said, oh, I don't really like the prices. Oh, I don't really like. And then while we were sitting there, the screen with the salesman blinked. It clicked off and clicked back on. All three of our heads, myself, my husband, and the salesman looked and said, what happened? When it clicked back on, all of a sudden there was a new printout of what's required. We walked off that car, no money down, and did not even have to prove our income. You tell me what dealership will let you drive off with the car and you don't even have to prove how you're going to pay for it?
That's right.
You cannot tell me that listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit is not a benefit. It's not a reward. You cannot tell me that I would not have prosperity if I listened to the Holy Spirit, because everything I have has made me prosperous. I woke up around 4, 5 in the morning, and the Holy Spirit said, go here, do this, search this out. I want you to buy land today. Literally, 4 or 5 in the morning, I woke up General Andrew and shook him. I said, the Lord is dealing with me heavily about buying land. I need to buy land. It's essential. The Lord led me to the right realtor, the right one. When I say the right one, divine connection.
Yes.
Like that, snap of a finger, 28 acres here, 5 acres here. This state over here, this state over there, got it. Announced to the world and like, woo, praise God. But then there were some people, how did you do it? Listen to the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Woo, I could spend hours on the benefit of listening to the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, and then I'm gone, I'm off of here. Woo, I get excited. I would not even have my husband, hear me well, ladies, if I did not listen to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit came to me, and I was on my way back from school. I was finishing up my last year, second to last year in college at a university, a private university. Yes, for those of you all, I am a God-fearing woman. I have my doctorate in Christian studies and Christian education, but I also have a secular degree. And I went to a private university in the Chicagoland area. Came home, one of my friends, she said, hey, she lived not too far from me, maybe a few minutes. She said, would you like to come to my play mom's house? I'm just going to run over there real quick. I thought about you, and I just thought you'd come. I had just pulled in the driveway when I was living with my parents, and I said, man, I just got home. I just drove all the way from Lakeshore Drive all the way downtown to Chicago to the suburbs. I'm tired. But I said, you know what, forget it. Why not? Let me come to your house, and I'll ride with you. You drive. If I would have turned down, I don't know if I would have ever had another opportunity, because God was setting me up. I went to the house, and I didn't know who she was, never met my friend's spiritual mom, sat down on the couch polite, and all of a sudden they were talking. The spiritual mom, I don't even remember her name. We only met once. She turned to me and she said, can I go to the throne for you? In my denomination, when you say go to the throne, that means prayer. They say, let us go to the throne of grace. And then they pray. So I bent my head down like she's about to pray for me. I said, sure, you can pray for me. Not a problem. But she started talking. And I remember lifting my head up after the fourth word, like, this is not a prayer. She's actually communicating with me. And I said, okay. And she said, woman of God, long story short, she began to prophesy to me about a husband. Ladies, I had thought about marriage. I had thought about relationships. But in my mind, I have three other siblings. In my mind, I wanted my older sister to get married first. She was the one that was on the track for marriage. I just wanted to finish my degree, get a good paying position with Kellogg's because I love Kellogg's. I love the brand. I was in marketing. I knew that I would be there helping them with jingles, marketing their new products. I just wanted to be a boss. Make good money on my own, not dependent on any Negro. I wanted my own.
Amen.
The Lord set me up. She began to speak to me and said, there is a man of valor who's looking and have been looking at you. You don't even know, but he's come and he's seen you three times at least at the church. Now, mind you, my father and my mother are pastors. So in my mind, I'm thinking, who came as a visitor two or three times to look at me? I said, this is kind of a little weird, though, but yet kind of exciting, kind of cute and romantic, too. And she said, but he's not approached you because he's looking at what you're worth and now what he possesses. He looks at you as a woman of valor, a woman who is worthy of much, but he doesn't have much to give you. And she began to prophesy about things that nobody knew. I already knew what type of dress I wanted. I knew how I wanted my hair, all of that. She said, I see you walking down. I see the long train. I see your hair pulled back in a bun. That's everything that I wanted. I wanted a humongous train. If some of you all have not seen my wedding pictures, you will see my train was like 30-some-odd feet.
Yes, yes.
It was beautiful. But I listened, and my friend was writing it down. She believed in writing down prophecies because she know you can forget. Long story short, fast forwarding, I look back now to you as I talk to you. If I had ignored the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Lord placed me on my friend's heart. She could have easily went to her play mother's house and never told me anything. But the Lord said, invite a prayer. When she called me, I could have easily said, girl, I'm tired. I'm going in the house, about to eat, about to chill, relax. I got some homework, some papers to type. Goodbye. I could have easily shut her down. But the Lord said, do it. Ever so gently, he just nudged. The Lord was setting me up because if I had not been forewarned about my husband, I would have ignored him, and I probably would have definitely snubbed him.
Yes.
The April back then was very high of herself. I was definitely wifey material.
Yes.
I knew that I was a good thing.
Yes.
Trust me, I still believe that now, but I knew that any man, matter of fact, I was so mature that most men my age in their 20s did not even approach me. I was being approached by 40-year-olds,
yes,
by 50-year-olds. My husband can tell you because they still approach me. My sisters can tell you, everybody can tell you, I attracted the seasoned men because they understood my worth.
That's right.
I was too serious for these knuckleheads out here.
Yes.
And I told myself, I'm not marrying a man with kids. I don't have kids. I don't feel like dealing with nobody else's kids, no baby mama drama. I just told the Lord everything. I don't want him in ministry because, again, I was a pastor's kid. I've seen it all, the good, the bad, the worst, the ugly. So I didn't want even a deacon. I said, I don't even want him holding an offering plate. I don't want him playing drums. I don't want him on the keyboard. I don't want him even preaching. I don't even want him to say the prayer over food. I just want a normal man that goes to work, we pay our tithes, and we vacation. That's what I was saying to the Lord. Simple-minded. But the Lord said, that's what you're telling me, but this is what you need. And the Lord knew if he had not announced my husband through prophecy, if my husband or potential husband would have came to me, I would have looked at him and said, oh, thank you so much. I'm flattered that you find me attractive, but at this time I'm not looking. I would have turned him down gently, and I would have moved on, probably be in another relationship, but I definitely would not be a general, definitely would probably not be in ministry.
That's right.
God had to put us together to birth out KCI Worldwide. Because my track was not ministry. It was career-focused. And believe me, even at my young age now, I would definitely be a C-level executive. I was on track for one.
Yes.
I would have definitely been okay with money, but I would not be spiritually where I am. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, he will tell you who you have. The man that came to me and didn't have much, now he's taking me off my job.
Hey, Glory.
Wow, did you catch that? The man that came to me and didn't have much now is taking me off my job. He's taken me and placed me in a beautiful overlooking rolling hills. The man that God had to prophesy to me about has allowed me to birth out greatness in the spirit realm. He has unlocked, God used him to unlock spiritual dimensions and strengthen me that I didn't even know that were lying dormant. Has allowed me to birth out published works. The man of God that he prophesied to me, that because I listened and hearkened to the Holy Spirit, has allowed me and him to travel around the nation to empower people like you. Some of us too snubbish, some of us too prideful, some of us are too just uppity. God is speaking to you about your mate, but because he's not broad shoulders, because he has a gap, or because he's shorter than you, my husband, we're the same height, barefoot, but you all know I love to rock my heels. Love my heels. My heels, and I don't rock no 2 or 3 inch. I'm a 5-6 inch girl. So when I rock my real heels, you all see me in St. Augustine, and when you all come and see me in Chicago and all over the nation in Las Vegas, I stand boldly taller than my husband. He maybe comes up to my shoulder. I'm like 6'3", 6'4", and I'm a girthy woman. I'm not skinny at all. So I'm a big woman, plus I'm like, he calls me his Amazon. He looks up to me. But because of that, because some women are stuck because he got to be taller than me. Girl, if he's going to knock the socks off of you, if he's going to take you off your job, you never know what God has in store for the both of you all to birth out. Get over your insecurity about the height. Get over your insecurity about little substantial things so that God can make you and him great, build an empire, a earth.
Come on, that's right. Amen.
Because she don't have a skinny waist, because she don't look like Nicki Minaj or Beyonce, because she eats, because all of this, that all of a sudden men want to get picky. If you don't put that down.
You better put it down, my God.
You can grow together.
Yes.
My husband, when he came to me, was working a good job, but he was getting tired from it. Because I listened to the Holy Spirit, I said, we're going to get an education.
Yes.
We're going to expand your horizon. We were able to put him through school. 3 years later, in 3 years, not four, 3 years, he graduated with his Bachelor of Science in a specific field.
Yes, Lord.
You can build together. He got to be educated. He got to do this. I got my own job. Sometimes you can build a man. Sometimes you can cultivate together. If they're not the right size, you work out together then. Make it a team effort.
That's right.
Listen to the Holy Spirit. But when we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, woo! My, you wonder why you're still single. Uh-oh. When we are not listening to the Holy Spirit, we wonder why we're not prospering in this earth. And this is the third year on this earth where you're really trying to decree it in, but it's not happening. It's because there's some instructions you are not obeying.
Yes, yes.
Woo! Tell me the voice of the Holy Spirit is not detrimental to your growth and your prosperity. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to speak to your people on today concerning conversation, concerning communication, concerning being a listener. Oh, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying on today. I thank you now that the words that I've spoken have penetrated the stony hearts and has given them a fresh perspective on how important it is to hear your voice. Lord, I thank you now, even now, for this day. Some people have even purposed and even vowed in their hearts to listen to you, to listen to the dreams, to be aware through the conversations, through the great men and women of God you placed in their life, to listen even through their circumstances. Lord, I thank you right now for what you're doing in their life, how you're turning it around for their good. I thank you even now that even because of them wanting to listen to you, that they're going to have supernatural provision, that they're going to unlock uncommon prosperity. Lord, that you are going to change their financial season in a moment time. Lord, I thank you that they're going to unlock ways of favor and blessings, that they're going to avoid broken marriages and relationships and broken homes, that they are going to definitely have a chance to avoid impending danger because you are choosing to talk to them through their circumstances, their compassion, their courage, their dreams, and through the conversations of great men and women of God. Oh, God, I thank you. We rebuke every single spirit that tries to block and clog the ear gates, that tries to blind the eye gates, that tries to come and resist against what you're speaking so that they will continue to wander and be lost in the wilderness. I come against that spirit because they're coming out of the wilderness. They're coming out of this season of dryness. They're coming out of this season of being on a continuous hamster wheel. Lord, I thank you right now that they're getting out of that dead routine and coming into a life of abundance, life of prosperity, life, oh, hallelujah, that has promise and structure. Oh, I give you the praise. I'm rejoicing even now for their behalf. And I give you all the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, let all of God's people say, amen.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.